tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
And he was walking in the garden.
Great piece of music. It was PJ Harvey from the album Is This Desire. That was The Garden. I'll tell you a bit more about why I played it in a second. But first of all, an email. Michael Collins says, "Hi, could you please let me know what the name of the instrumental tune that's played at the beginning of all of Guy's shows is? Thank you, Michael Collins." Well, Michael, it's Jupiter from the Planets by Gustav Holst, then a stylus needle scratch from the BBC Sound Effects Library, and then a loop that I tailored of a few bars of Third Stone from the Sun by Jimi Hendrix. And it sounds like this. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. Mike Joyce, John Cooper-Clarke and Paul Heaton have been filling in for me for the last few weeks. They did a great job. Thank you very much to those gentlemen. If it sounds a little bit different in here today, it's because, would you believe it, I'm in bed. This isn't just laziness. I'm usually upstairs in my little recording room, my little study. But my boiler's packed up, so while I'm making the show for you this week, I'm in bed because it's freezing. I don't know if you like that image or not. Anyway, I opened the show with PJ Harvey's The Garden. The reason being that is that I saw her play that live at the Primavera Festival some years ago. Elbow were playing the following night, and I went down to see PJ Harvey support the Pixies. It was an amazing evening. And I've chosen that song because the theme of this week's show is great gigs. The reason being is because I think I've seen the best gig ever. I think I've seen my favourite gig ever since we last spoke. At St Philip's Church in Salford of an evening, me and my friend Claire, my friend Sarge and his mate Turner all went to see the Walkmen play. Now, you know I'm a huge fan of the Walkmen, but I really wasn't expecting it to be as amazing as it was. Their albums have got a real rawness to them, a real live feel to them, and I think that's maybe why it works so well in a church. The volunteers were giving out cans of ale and little plastic glasses of wine. Great warm atmosphere, and the band just absolutely rocked it, and it sounded just like one of their records because of the ambience. So in honour of the Walkmen, here they are now with Angela Surf City. If you get the chance to see the Walkmen play, I strongly advise it. They're absolutely amazing. I'm going to snuggle up under my quilt and let's hear the first tune. Happy Sunday. from their latest album Lisbon. That was The Walkmen and Angela Surf City. Once again, one of the greatest gigs I've ever been to. Not the greatest gig. We're going to talk about it more as the show goes on anyway. New tunes now for me. This is Brastronaut. The song's called Slow Knots. The album's called Mount Chimera and it's out now. I really like this. Really experimental. Sounds like there might be only one or two people in this outfit. But yeah, here we go. Brastronaut with Slow Knots.
We'll be right back.
That was Brastronaut with Slow Knots from the album Mount Chimera. Great, I'm going to play another tune off that album next week. Really like that. So I'm thinking about great gigs, as I was so impressed with the Walkman at St Philip's in Salford a couple of weeks ago. It got me to thinking about the Pixies, as I mentioned earlier. I didn't think I'd get the chance to see the Pixies live again after they split up, so when they reformed and came back stronger than ever with their live performances, I was overjoyed. I later, of course, became friends with Charles, who the rest of the world knows as Black Francis, or Frank Black, depending on what guise is in that record. But this song in particular blew me away when I saw him at the Primavera Festival some years ago, and of course everybody in the crowd went bananas to it. Here's the Pixies with Bone Machine. Of course, Pixies with Bone Machine. As I mentioned before, I'm in bed because my boiler's packed up and my house is freezing. Mrs. Badger's away in the Lake District working on her second book with her mates. At least that's what she tells me she's doing. So I really am cold and lonely in the house. So it's quite a nice break from finishing off the Elbow record to come and play you some tunes again. And I've got a several tog quilt here. Talking of quilts, I recently, for lyrical purposes, was looking up the Eider duck. The Eider duck is, of course, responsible for Eider down, which is what's in most quilts. If you want a giggle, go and have a listen on the RSPB website to the sound of an Eider duck. In fact, I'm going to get one of my crack production team to play you the sound of an Eider duck just before we hear this next tune. It's a song for Guy recommendation from Lee Bainbridge. It's Menomina, who an amazing band that I'm fairly new to, and this is called Tau. Lee, of course, is a serial Song for Guy recommender, maybe one of the earliest as well, somebody who's stuck with my show since the beginning. Thanks once again, Lee, and if my crack production team are worth their salt, here, just before Tau by Menomina, is the sound of Eiderdunts.
I'm not afraid to die.
That's the sound of an Ida duck, isn't it?
BBC Six Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keaveney.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 14,735. He's very adaptable.
He moves to the next door studio.
A new stew. A new studio. A new deal.
Number 23. He's like the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Usually we're over there, but today we're over here.
Number 623,911. He's never melodramatic.
The engineer in Studio 4C has got the back off the supercomputer for the whole of the BBC.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
So if he puts his spanner in the wrong place, then that's going to take everything out. It's going to take four out, it's going to take two
weekday
out.
Weekday mornings seven, from six, 7, five, BBC four, 6 three,
two, Who one. Needs a million reasons to listen?
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
As I'm concentrating on great live acts, I'm going to play a tune by Jonah's Policewoman, as if I need an excuse to play anything that Joan Wasser comes out with. It's the first song of hers I ever heard. It's called Christabel. Her voice is incredibly sexy on this tune. And before I play it, though, maybe I'm feeling sexy because we're in bed. I should point out, I'm in bed, but I'm also dressed. It's just my house is freezing. Duncan the Boiler Man should be here any minute. Come on, Duncan. So we're going to hear Christabel by Jonah's Policewoman. But first of all, a very important email. I think her name's pronounced Briar Meehan. She says, "Dear Guy Garvey, my name is Briar and I'm 7 years old. I'm writing to you because my homework is to ask a famous person what their favourite chocolate is. We're doing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at school and you are my favourite famous person. My dad and me love your music. Please can you tell me what your favourite chocolate is if you like chocolate. Love from Briar Kerris Meehan." Briar, who doesn't love chocolate, certainly shouldn't trust anybody who doesn't love chocolate. Before I was famous, the Milky Bar was probably my famous chocolate, my favourite chocolate even. But now I'm of such enormous importance and public note, Bourneville Dark with a fine single malt. Thanks for the inquiry, Briar and Dad. Here is Jonah's Policewoman to all you chocolate lovers out there. Here's Christabel.
Now then, Mr. Garvey, in your absence, Remembrance Sunday has come and gone. But lest we forget, I'd like to introduce you to Air Mechanic First Class Henry Allingham. For one golden month in 2009, this truly remarkable war veteran became the world's oldest man. Despite only living for a few weeks longer, Mr. Allingham made quite an impression on those who were lucky enough to meet him. Born in 1896, his life straddled three centuries, and as well as being the last surviving founder member of the RAF, he could also count amongst his experiences watching W.G. Grace play cricket, working as a designer for the Ford Motor Company in its iconic post-war era, and being made a Freeman of Eastbourne. In later years, he became the face of the First World War's Veteran Association, ensuring that their sacrifices were not lost on modern generations. And at 113, he was a remarkable man with a distinguished career and, according to his grandson, a great sense of humour. When asked for the secret of his longevity, he delighted reporters with his reply, "Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women." And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
A preachment, dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve.
Okay, that's it. It was so good.
Oh, once I was happy and had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Temptation, will you?
Please. Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Somebody get that bum out of here. Brother, repent or they'll write on your grave. Two women and whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll write in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Hold it, brother. My friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. We don't sing that kind of music here.
Okay, then show us your muscles.
In memory of Air Mechanic First Class Henry Allingham and everybody who fought in the wars, Red Ingle and his Natural Seven with Cigarettes and Whiskey and Wild, Wild Women. Thank you once again to the amazing Beckopedia. This is a tune from my youth, released in 1995 on the album Maxing K. This next tune is Feed Me by Tricky. I had an answer machine message not long ago from Tricky, asking me if I'd be interested in working with him. I lost his number and didn't get back to him, and he sounds like he's a good laugh. Tricky, if you're still up for doing something together at some point in the future, I'm a big admirer of your work and I'm well up for it. Anyway, this song is something that I played night after night, in and out. Couldn't work out why I loved it so much. It could be Martina Topley Bird's voice. It could be the fact that the bass line is totally out of tune with the sort of bell sound in the background. There's just something very direct and honest about it. Anyway, it's a wonderful song. Without further ado, this is Tricky and Feed Me.
Hey, you. So what's your name? bubble sound, my bubble is a mass. From cradle to grave, disabled direct mass. Bubble sound, my bubble is a mass.
We'll destroy, and then we can destroy what we are. Together we can build what we are. When we dream of spirit three, we don't give praise, we take praise. So why are we? Together we'll destroy, and then we can destroy what we are. Together we can build what we are. When we dream of spirit three, we don't give praise, we take praise. So why are we? Feed me when I'm hungry, drink me till I'm dry. The dream of yesterday becomes another lie. Feed me lies, distortion, English disaster. No one's free, one lord for one master. We found a new place to live where we're taught to grow strong. And strongly sensitive, and life sets a scenery. Colors leave only beauty, words and one amongst the greenery. See how it is, see how it is.
Yes, it takes us from a margin, lost my origin.
Let's drink from crystal though nothing is clear. I despise you, damn you, dream you, I love you. And still nothing's clear. I think of when I found you. Do deep I see while I drown you. Down into like two-tone vision. I've been raised in this place.
What a beautiful voice Martina's got. She's great. I've long been harbouring a desire to bring out a cover version album of Ink Spot's classics. And I got in touch with Martina Topley Bird to ask if she'd be interested in singing one. And she said she was interested. She'd have to have a listen. In any case, if you've got any opinions on that idea, an album full of Ink Spot's covers, then do let me know. And if you know anyone who'd be interested in contributing, let's do it. We can do it all over the internet. We don't even have to be in the same room to make albums these days. Anyway, you can probably hear the siren outside my window. Yeah, sorry this isn't a soundproof BBC studio like it should be. It's my bedroom and I'm in bed waiting for my boiler to be fixed. Here's Laura Marling. She's having a great year. Her performance at the Mercury Prize, the Mercury Awards, was outstanding. A band are great. Can't wait to see her and them again. This single is out on November the 22nd. It is, of course, I Speak Because I Can, and it's the lovely Laura Marling.
My husband left me last night. Left me a poor and lonely wife. I cooked the meals and he got the light. Down for the rest of my time for he, oh my. I speak because I can to anyone I trust enough to listen. And you speak because you can to anyone who'll hear what you say. I swear it was not my choice. I used to be so kind. Never rode my bike down to the sea. Never finished that. Graceful sleeper, you midnight dreamer, I'm flawed by your sound. I'm flawed by your sound. I swear it was not my choice. The morning will be dancing on my soft lawn. When you're shaking out the anger that stops you from taking my call. When you're running up the highway singing, I'm the king of you all. When you look back to where it started,
the texture.
I'm smooth and I'm sticky.
The technique.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, don't break it.
And the blend.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's try to mix up some genres.
That makes Huey.
Yow.
Huey.
You know how I roll.
Funky, funky, funky.
It's a little dark in places.
Bam!
We're just giving away the good stuff.
Huey Morgan.
So you feeling me?
Weekday mornings from 10.
Trust in our twisted logic. We have you covered.
BBC Six Music.
I got you.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
I've got an email here from Ben Evans. He says, hello, Guy. Just to let you know that Fredo Viola, sad song, etc., is coming over from the US for a one-off UK show at the Deaf Institute on Manchester on Saturday, December the 18th. There you go, everyone. So Fredo Viola is in the country on the 18th at the Deaf Institute in Manchester. He says, could you give the gig a mention and generally spread the word? His band is made up of Manchester band I Am Your Autopilot and the French musician Scalde. Here's an example of the kind of thing they do together, and he's posted a link. If you want to see what Fredo Viola's outfit looks like, I'm going to put the link on my webpage. And in the meantime, here's a great song of his that that I'm well into. This is called Red States. and it's already been released. This is Fredo Viola.
Just today, say love lives on. Say that the blacks and blues have faded, all gone. I am prepared to bandage over all our lives, but you can't expect a miracle to happen overnight. Let's just today say love is war. I am the man who held you high when you fell down. Please understand it's hard to take another rooted ground. And what's to gain for loving her? He wakes up falling, for he's lost his equilibrium, but finds her on. And that's what love is worth. That's just it, and so to gain for loving her. Red states and blue states are at war for independence, but within each other's arms their love is
well, hell, if it isn't time for the greatest radio ever recorded, ever broadcast, it's time once again, for the first time in a few weeks, for That Was the Sky at Night that week that was. On this week in 1982, Yasuhiro Nakasone was sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Japan. Because of his reputation for opportunism, he was known as Mr. Weathervane. I wish I had a cool nickname like that. Pope John Paul ended his trip to Sicily. Actually, Peter Hardy's typed silly in my notes here, with a speech condemning the Mafia. I don't think he'd have been saying that in the Scilly Isles. That must be Sicily. It'd be silly to be silly. In boat news, Britain's first ever submarine, HMS Holland, was raised from the seabed off Plymouth Sound. Built in 1901, she'd sunk in 1913, and is now on display at the Royal Navy Submarine Museum at Gosport. In royal news, the Queen Mother went to hospital this week with a fishbone in her throat. Where were the rest of the royal family, you cry? Well, Charles and Diana were touring Wales. Yeah, okay, I've done that myself a few times. While the Queen was in Leeds, opening a new Henry Moore sculpture centre at the City Art Gallery. In theatre news, 30th anniversary celebrations were held at the Savoy Hotel this week for Agatha Christie's play The Mousetrap. Guests included Donald Sinden, Vera Lane, and Richard Attenborough. I can't do Richard Attenborough, who'd appeared in the original production. The Mousetrap is, of course, still running today, 28 years later. In subterranean news, in confined and disgruntled news, 11 potholers were successfully rescued after being trapped underground in Somerset. Meanwhile, thousands of travellers were trapped on a train for 2 hours on the Central Line after its shoe beam was damaged. I have no idea what a shoe beam is. In Politburo news, in Scary Bastard news, former head of the KGB, Yuri Andropov, was elected to the president of the Soviet Union. Sorry, the presidium of the Soviet Union. It was expected that he would also be appointed head of state, and so he was. Vickers opened the biggest tank factory in Europe this week in 1982. It was in Newcastle and could produce more than 100 tanks a year. And Labour MP Ron Brown was fined £50 for lunging at former Prime Minister Thatcher at a demonstration in Glasgow. Brown was a controversial character who was suspended from the House of Commons 3 times by the Speaker and once by the Parliamentary Labour Party. In musical marriage news, this week in 1982, Joni Mitchell married her bassist and producer Larry Klein in Malibu, while Miles Davis married actress Cicely Tyson in New York. And in other music news, it was quite a sad week for British bands, beginning with Jay. While The Jam started their final UK tour at Glasgow's Apollo Theatre, Japan announced that they were splitting up, and we'll hear from them in a second. But more importantly, there was no Sky at Night this week, so Patrick Moore spent an awful lot of time in the company of Terry Wogan. I could try and do a Terry Wogan, but no, I don't think I'll do it. First, he was one of the speakers at a Variety Club luncheon for Terry. Then he appeared on Children in Need as part of its celebrity band. He played the xylophone alongside Derek Guiler on a washboard and Willie Rushton on a kazoo. Anyone can play a washboard or a kazoo. It takes a man of Patrick's calibre to dedicate to the xylophone. What a guy. Wow. And of course, that was the No Sky at Night that week. That was...
I'm winning when I've broken every door. when I thought I could not be stopped. When my chance came to be king, the ghost of my life blew wilder than the
still in my bed, still waiting for my boiler repairman, Duncan. He's a mate of the family and he's a lovely chap. I'm assured he'll be here any minute, so maybe I'll be able to do the second half of the show a little warmer. Anyway, shouldn't affect you chaps and your comfort. Let's have a bit of Cat Stevens for no other reason than it makes me smile. On the road to find out.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Yeah.
That was Kate Bush, of course, from the Hounds of Love and Running Up That Hill. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, broadcasting from my bed, as it goes. I pre-record my show on a Wednesday afternoon, and I'm usually in my little room in the attic of my house here in North Manchester, but my boiler's packed up, so I am wrapped in down of Ida. I actually heard that Kate Bush tune coming out of a radio. It was Radio 2 the other day. It's such an affecting thing from the opening chord. I absolutely love it. But what I'm focusing on this week is great gigs. This is because I was stunned by the Walkmen's performance at St. Philip's Church in Salford recently. And I've been considering, was it the greatest gig I've ever seen? The atmosphere was electrifying. But was it the greatest gig I've ever seen? I've since decided it is bar one. But in any case, I'm playing you tunes from great gigs that I've visited. G Love and Special Sauce, I've probably mentioned before, at the Roadhouse when their first album had just come out, was a very special gig for me and my immediate friends and the rest of the band. We were just so all over the record and we were all living it for a summer. So to see them play in person in such an intimate venue was great. One of my lasting memories is trying to get free tickets for that gig at the Roadhouse. And John McBeath, who then ran the place, who is a well-known figure in British music, he works for SJM Promotions, and he used to be proprietor of the Roadhouse. John's quite a colourful character and a lovely man. However, I phoned him up, having played once at his venue, it's still the same people that are in Elbow now, but we were called Soft, and I'd say we were about 19 or 20. And I phoned him up after doing one gig and dragging 10 people down to his club to try and get freebies for this G Love and Special Sauce gig. And he picked up the phone in the office and I said, "Hi, is that John? Hi, it's Guy from Soft here. I was wondering if I could get some free tickets for the G Love and Special Sauce gig. Any chance you could put us on the list?" And John said, "Sure, yeah, no problem. Would you like me to send a car?" And not sensing the sarcasm, I said, "Oh, well, yeah, if you don't mind." And then I can't repeat what he said as he put the phone down. Anyway, this is dedicated to John McBeath. And to everybody who worked at the Roadhouse, to Katie Mountain as well, and to all my mates who loved this gig with me. This is G Love and Special Sauce and Garbage Man.
Just to see. shots. Your man ain't got no rats. I'm the bats, baby. I'm the bats. Forget about the man, I'm your one. Southern night, I'ma move ya, I'ma bruise ya. Gonna make you love me, yeah, then I'm gonna lose ya. I never beg, baby, I never get down. All my knees, I gotta get you just to see. I get you just to see. Just to see.
G-Love and Special Sauce, which is one of the best gigs I ever went to see, that was Garbage Man. Apparently, a great gig recently in Manchester that I missed was Bonnie Prince Billy playing at Manchester Cathedral. I really love the fact that a lot of bands are doing more than one tour and using different rooms to do it with. There's lots of gigs going on in libraries and churches as well as traditional small venues. I think it's really healthy, and it's only because there's so much good music around. I think the reason there's more good music around is because record companies don't necessarily have to endorse an act for them to get a record out there anymore. So I think it's marvellous. Anyway, I missed Bonnie Prince Billy at the Cathedral, but my friend John and my Mrs. Badger assured me that it was amazing. This is one of my favourites of his. This is Cursed Sleep.
Thank you.
and holds my love against its will. In spell cast with her palms extended, cursed love is never ending. Cursed eyes are never closing. Cursed arms are never closing. Cursed children never rising. And cursed me never despise. She sleeps her song enfolding. Epic song it tells of how she and I
Bonnie Prince Billy, a yearning of depth, of passion and character in that song. And you know, music with a yearning and depth of character and passion in it don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our Victim was written in 1968 by a sensitive young man named James Taylor. A thing of fragile beauty, it was soon to be ravaged by a succession of musical felons. Pushing his luck even more than usual, King of Cringe, Cliff Richard, backed by winsome women and sympathetic strings, staged a slow strangulation in front of a live audience. Mercifully, he ran out of verses before he could complete the carnage. Next, a sickly sweet Marty Pello, not content with stripping the soul from every syllable, embarked on one of the most scary scats in outro history, leaving it begging for the faders to fall. Then, forsaking the lyric completely, Acker Bilk delivered an uncharacteristically indecent interpretation, backing up crude clarinet with the salacious sound of electric guitar and leaving it in need of a thorough scrub. Filthy, but not fatal. But in one of the most senseless slayings in music history, when Tijuana-tastic Herb Alpert, all trumpets, xylophones and maracas, laid down a Latin beat and prepared to knock seven shades of samba out of this beautiful ballad, it was Moida. Thank you.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
That was eventually and mercifully James Taylor with Fire and Rain.
Six Music.
BBC Six Music.
When the winter months arrive and the temperatures drop, many birds migrate to warmer climes. The swallows, the swifts, the warblers, they all leave. But one faithful friend returns despite the cold weather.
What are you saying? That we do the same old stuff year in, year out?
It's the lesser spotted hawk.
My name's Chris.
Fighting for titbits.
Hand it back, that belongs to Hawkins.
And joining in a dawn chorus.
I was woken up by a cacophony of squawking chickens this morning.
Up with the lark and the hawk.
Oh, they're like that.
Chris Hawkins, weekday mornings.
Back in the land of the living.
Hear him from 5 o'clock.
BBC Six Music.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
Rufus Wainwright is a mate of mine and a wonderful songwriter. This next tune is called Gay Messiah, and I'm pretty sure it must have offended all the people he wanted to offend. He is a naughty boy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He will then be reborn from 1970s porn, wearing tube socks with style and such an innocent smile. Better pray for your sins. Better pray for your sins. 'Cause the game
Rufus and Gay Messiah. Wonderful, I love it. So as I'm doing my show from bed, which is why you can probably hear the acoustics of the room are a little bit different, I'm in my bedroom because I'm under my quilt because my boiler's packed up. Boilerman Dunk is coming round to sort me out at any moment, I'm very happy to say. In the meantime, anyway, a very fitting email from Joe Wiggins, who says his mum got the drop on him by having a Song for Guy recommendation played on my show before he did. She recommended Damien Gerardo, I should say. It was a good choice. I love that tune. I'm going to redress the balance for you, Joe, indeed. He wants Breakfast in Bed by Dusty Springfield. Well, of course, very fitting. Although it's nearer lunchtime for me, pre-recording the show here on a Wednesday. Peter Jobson is my best friend. He's the bass player from I Am Clute. Very charming Geordie gentleman he is too. And I know he adores this song too. So I'm dedicating it to you, Joe, and to your mum, and to Peter Jobson. Here's Dusty and Breakfast in Bed. Oh, did you hear me tum then? Thinking about breakfast, possibly.
Your face is a mess. Come in, baby. You can dry the tears on my dress. She's hurt you again. I can tell. Oh, I know that look so well. Don't be shy.
Breakfast.
Somewhere there's music. How faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven. How high the moon.
This next snippet is really touching. This is from Desert Island Discs archive. It's Sir Ralph Richardson. His name suits the sir, doesn't it? Sir Ralph Richardson. You can tell that him and the presenter are really good friends. In fact, he refers to him as Rafe throughout, does Roy. It chooses one of his favourite songs, but he tells a lovely little story before it about a bizarre play that he was in. Let's have a listen.
You had a very long and successful career in films. It was the very first, do you remember?
Oh, yes, I had my best part. The part I really thought was a tremendous part. It was my very first part, was a curate in a play. What was it called?
The Ghoul?
That's it, The Ghoul.
Yes, a horror film, was it?
With the actor who dressed up and played cricket. What was a nice Englishman always playing horror films? A very famous actor.
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff was The Ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
And Cedric Hardwick was in it. So, but I had the best part in the whole play. There was Karloff making up for hours in the, you know, in the dressing room there, having false teeth and strange eyes. Took him hours. But I just walked in and they said, oh, Richardson, we don't bother about you. You just put on your collar and on you go. Meaning the collar, I was a parson. I had to put on my dog collar. And while everyone was tremendously fraught, I only came blandly in and said, oh, your ladyship, how kind of you to ask me to tea. Indeed, indeed, I will have cucumber sandwiches. Oh, my lady, how charming. And all the time I was putting gunpowder under the house in order to blow it up. I struck a match at the end of the play, which is the most dramatic thing I ever did, and the whole house exploded. I've never had a part like it since. My next record, Ella Fitzgerald singing A Tisket a Tasket. Oh, do let me remember that for just 1 second.
Just a little yellow basket.
No, the wonderful Sir Ralph Richardson chose Ella Fitzgerald singing A Tisket A Tasket. Did you hear how much he loved the song? Could you hear it in his voice? How lovely. Another song for Guy recommendation now. This is from Michael Bennett. I've never heard of this artist before. She's called Irma Thomas and the song's called Ruler of My Heart. Thanks for the recommendation, Michael. I think this is top.
I wait patiently. My heart cries out, pain inside. Where can you be? I wait patiently.
Thomas and Ruler of My Heart. So tucked up under my eiderdown as I am, waiting for my boiler repairman. Boiler repairman, my hero. Waiting for boiler repairman to come round and sort me out. That sounds like the opening of a Swedish film, doesn't it? waiting for the boiler man to come round. We've been discussing gigs. The Walkman gig in Salford that I saw blew me away. So I've been racking my brains for a better gig. I've played PJ Harvey, I've played Pixies, Jonas Policewoman, Laura Marlin, G-Love and Special Sauce, Rufus Wainwright did one of the best gigs. All these people are amazing live and I've been really blown away by the performances. The Walkman topped them all, I have to say, but they didn't top this next band. Let me describe the circumstances. So I'm working at the Roadhouse, taking money on the door. When I finish my shift traditionally, I wander across Manchester to Oldham Street, to the Night and Day Cafe. And when I get in there, it's almost dead. There's three people in the room. There's a DJ, there's a barman, and there's me. But there's a band on the stage, and they're literally playing to a sound engineer. And maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe there was a handful of people in the room, but it felt like I was the only customer. I got myself a drink and I sat down at this table facing the stage and I listened to the most amazing live performance I've ever heard from Crane Builders. These guys were from Liverpool. Tommy and Helen are still writing. They're a couple as well as being in the band together, and Tommy's voice is brilliant. I love the simple subject matter of his songs. And this was the song that was playing when I came in, as memory serves. I ended up being involved with Crane Builders for one record. But these days we're just good friends. This is Morning Cup from Crane Builders' first album, Sometimes You Hear Through Someone Else, and it was the greatest gig I ever saw. So there you go, from the album Sometimes You Hear Through Someone Else, that's Crane Builders and Morning Cup. Just pipping the Walkman to the post. Not to despair, chaps, because that gig was so special, because it got my blood up and ready to do some live shows myself in the coming months. I'm going to play another Walkman tune. At the front of the show, we heard Angela Surf City, which was their latest single. I'm going to play the tune that got me into the band in the first place, many moons ago. It's called Red Moon, and it is, ladies and gentlemen, The Walkman.
Pounding away. I held up me tonight.
That was The Walkmen with Red Moon. They didn't quite win the My Favourite Gig of My Whole Life competition, but they were excellent nonetheless. The good news is that Duncan's arrived and my boiler is showing its innards. Do you think you can fix it, Doc?
Sure I can.
Oh, that's what you like to hear, isn't it? So, how long have you been a boiler expert, Dunk?
35 years, Guy.
Really?
Indeed.
Oh, fantastic. So this time of year a little bit busier for you than normal?
Not seeing my kids for a month.
All right. And you're going to have to recommend a tune for us. What does a boiler repair hero listen to while he's zipping around the northwest?
I think Marth Reeves and Vandellas, Heatwave.
We're on. Cheers, Dunk.
No worries.
You are my hero. Man, thank you very much to Duncan for selecting that tune for us. Very fitting, I thought. Wonderful. So there's lots of whirring and clanking above me while he does his thing. very proud to have such an expert in my bathroom. Let's have a listen to a bit of Bill Evans. It is, after all, late on a Sunday, isn't it? I do love this tune. It's called Young and Foolish. There's all kinds of clanking and pumping and squeezing going on upstairs. Misses. That's all we have time for. Thank you so much to everybody who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. Thanks to all the live bands that I featured this week, from the Cranevillers through to the Walkmen, particularly the Walkmen with that amazing gig the other week. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and Boz and Ian and everyone who helps me put the show together. Thanks to the wonderful Beckopedia. And of course, my biggest thanks and praise go to Duncan, the boiler repairman, hard at work, just here above my head here. Thank you very much. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. It just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.